so even visitors to an event as high profile as that.
Right.
So it's key that we start putting the word out there. And this is the perfect time to do this because we are losing revenue. If we don't increase Pacifica's profile throughout the five signal areas and beyond, we will continue on a downward spiral. We need to recruit more members. We need to get the word out there about who we are and what we do, and this is the best way to do it. We need to market. And I know people on the left hate the word market, but that's what we have to do. And right now, this proposal is cost neutral, pretty much. It has just a minor budgetary increase, but it is basically a cost neutral proposal. But by renaming it, it gives Ursula and the program a higher profile. So I think it's essential that we go this way to address just the issue that you are talking about. When I was at WPFW, I was embarrassed that we went to the Smithsonian Institution and WPFW was sponsoring a jazz event, and it was gorgeous, and there were tons of people there, and everybody knew WPFW, and they knew the jazz event. And then on the table for WPFW was a handmade brochure with on paper, on, you know, 8.5 by 14 size paper, copied, reproduced, white with in black lettering, and that was the WPFW brochure. I could not believe it. This radio station in the middle of a major metropolitan network doesn't even have a decent brochure. So I understand Ron's interest and excitement, and it just ties right into what we're talking about.
Well, Chandra, I appreciate what you're saying, and I don't want to speak to all the details because I think there's a lot more there than meets the eye. But the bottom line, I think, is that if we want this to succeed, Chandra, those of us on the PNB have to push for goals for growth that all of the stations accept and that work for, or they're not. I don't think they're going to adopt the outreach. They're going to work with the outreach stuff, because all of the local stations still believe that everything. I was just in a meeting with Lonnie in our local station, and everything was okay, even though we've only met our financial goal once in the last 2 years. We're still in denial.
What do you mean everything was okay?
Everything was hunky-dory. We're managed perfectly, and we don't need to be concerned about anything. There is still denial at all of the stations about either the crisis that the stations have in terms of losing listeners or not meeting their pledge goals, or the fact that this is having a cumulative effect on the network. And my only point is, and I'll stop talking, is that we need to have goals for growth, quantitative goals for growth, or the local stations are not going to get serious.
Don White here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to leave the call because of a little mini emergency here, so trying to play catch up. First of all, the thing I do agree with, I agree with Rob about, is the competitiveness now that exists around finances. I know that the archives and in one signal area is being denied a second day of fundraising because I think that signal area wants to fundraise for itself. So there is kind of a crisis of financing. But I will say at KPFK, we're in budget also, and I attended a long LSB meeting last night. And we insisted and got no resistance from our GM around a huge increase, relatively speaking, in promotion of the station. Because we have someone in the station, Sue Welch, who's technically development, but she's very, very good and interested in promotion. I mean, she would like to have billboards all over town, and we have bumper stickers everywhere. It's very encouraging to see the projection of KPFK is much, much elevated. It seems to me that this concept of promotion is very much linked to listenership, because in some signal areas, the programming is not horrendous. It's appealing. I here at KPFK, we have appealing, but one of the we have a very huge projection and image in the progressive community, but we don't have that same, you know, familiarity in the community at large. And so a lot of the program that we're doing would appeal to people if they knew that 90.7 FM on the dial was where they could get this, because we hear story after story of people who say, I've just discovered your station and I love it. So I think this outreach and promotion is key to building listenership. And I actually would support this, I think, on the basis that it is a step in the right direction. I have more to say, but I've said enough for the time being.
This is Ursula. I'd like to ask Rob a question.
Okay. I have a question for Ursula.
I'm intrigued by the dilemma that you're putting forward, and I guess that I'm curious to how you see this. If indeed the stations you're saying are experiencing some degree of denial and don't see the need for growth, how do you see, what is then the conventional wisdom about why there's less and less money?
Excuse me, why is there less and less money?
Yeah, if there's a sense that everything's fine, then what is explaining the diminishing resources?
Because there's never been a crisis that's forced them to cut staff significantly.
But the people are saying there's a shortage of funding.
Well, the CFO explains it in his reports to the board when he pretty much writes it off as this is a national trend of lower radio listenership.
Is that it?
Well, I don't hear much else.
I think we give mixed messages, and I think, Ursula, I mean, to be very, very frank with you, the national office people are dependent upon the 20% administrative overhead pass-through, which comes from the local stations. They are not going to push the local stations on some of these issues, but so far, I think it's been apparent for a long time at some of our stations that not only are they losing listeners and money, but it's been obvious that it's because they've got programming on the air which is not compelling. But nothing is going to happen. I mean, I think that the biggest structural flaw we have in the network is this business of maintaining lifetime programming franchises. Mm-hmm. And it is impacting us. And I think that there is, people say, well, yes, we're facing the situation. I don't see it happening. I really don't see it happening. And the local stations believe that they can put some things together and, you know, do something, and they can come up with another $100,000 and it's going to be there. Don is correct in what he's saying about KPFK, but KPFK is the only, in my experience, is the only station in the network that has an aggressive approach to going out into the community and taking that attitude, as well as bringing new voices onto the air and trying to improve the production of what they've got. And I don't mean to say anything bad about the other stations. That's not my point. I just think we have weaknesses that we've known of for a long time, and we're not doing anything to eradicate them. So I think that it's critical that in addition to a move like this, the PNB insists that there be targets for growth in audience, that the local stations that they focus on. Otherwise, what they're going to try to do is raise another $43,000 or $100,000 or something like this and maintain the status quo for a year. And in the meantime, what happens is our audiences continue to age, the program schedules become even more petrified than they've been, and the reality is that we're losing people. You know, on the bottom end, we're losing younger listeners for whom we don't program, and people that use technology because we're not there with the technology yet. And at the same time, we're losing folks at the top of the scale.
Could I pose a question?
Of course, Don.
Yeah, Rob. You know, it's I. You know, there isn't a single person on this call or in the network who wouldn't say that we should have an aggressive program to increase listenership and to consolidate the financial base and so on. But I don't
know. We have no goals, Don.
No goals for the organization. In fact, that's my question. That's my question. Are you saying that before we could deal with a resolution like the one that's on the table here?
No. I think we should go ahead with the resolution. I just think those of us that are PNB representatives have to you know, rail and
okay. Well, that was going to be my question. I know this is too complex to spend a lot of time on, but what would be of kind of like a conceptualization that you have of a PNB mandate over goals for stations? Would it be setting goals for increased listenership and then holding the stations in some way kind of responsible for meeting those goals? Or what are you thinking of in the way of setting goals? And how would that be?
Well, yeah, I think that they have to set goals, and I think they have to adopt objective standards to see how they get there. If a station doesn't have program goals, they're certainly not going to try to reach them. And that's my experience. One of the issues is things like program evaluation, and the programming committee is still waiting to hear back from the local stations about what they're doing to comply with that. But I think, you know, I think the other problem, you know, has to do with this issue of the programming that goes on. If you look at the Arbitron statistics, and, well, I don't want to drag us into that, but I think part of what we have to look at is numbers. Part of what we have to, goals for growth. Part of what we have to make sure of is that there are objective measures to support that the programming strategies comply are going to actually generate those goals, so that people, for example, they have to do outreach. You know, what is the size of the audience? What are the needs of the audience? What are we doing about that? But then I think the other part of this in the long run is that we keep at many of our stations, not all of them, but at many of our stations, we put lots of unproduced programming on the air and leave it there, and I think that it's not going to attract audiences. So we're going to have to do something to break that logjam. I mean, I'll just give you an example. At our station, you know, we have Democracy Now! In the morning, in the evening. We don't have local news. We put Free Speech Radio News on at midnight. Now tell me, what the point of that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, well, Free Speech Radio News is not generating a lot of revenue. Well, not at midnight, it's not. You know, but the reality is it's not part of a news lineup in the morning and in the evening because we don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, I don't mean to get us off the track, but I do think that having goals for growth are an important precondition, as it were, to the outreach program standing a chance of surviving. And I'm sorry to have taken up so much time with this digression, Ursula.
I want to say something.
I also would, Rip. Thank you.
Dina, go ahead, Ursula.
I think what you're saying is very interesting, Rip, and I'm paying close attention. My sense is that I can't do anything about that right now. I think that sometimes problems have to be approached from two sides, and I think that if we are lucky enough to get this through, having an outreach department will be helpful in terms of coming at it from the other side. My salary and the cost of the affiliates for the outreach program do not come out of the 20% of the central services. The affiliates program is self-sufficient right now.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay. So the other thing, though, I think that, you know, I feel that I have to offer on behalf of the affiliates program, or this outreach idea, it is not only about the network needing to grow, which I agree, and quite frankly, I'm going to come to the PNB meeting with statistics that show that, in fact, interest in community radio is growing, not falling, because I think this is some sort of self-fulfilling hex we've put ourselves under, which the rest of the community radio world feels is nonsense. But having said that, what in turn, I think there's another, there's something else at stake here, which is that the outreach, you know, direction that I'm proposing is about mission fulfillment, and it's about Pacifica meaning something. And that's, you know, and I think that the work we're doing right now in the South is an embodiment of that. I mean, that's a vision that I think that almost everybody in Pacifica can agree is an important mission. And I think, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that most people in Pacifica still feel that they want this network to stand for something big nationally and to still be at the table in terms of a democracy organization. Now, you can say people at stations are so self-centered that that's not happening, but I'm not completely sure of that. And I think when you've got projects going on where we are literally building stations in the South, that we are once again saying that Pacifica means something. So I say, you know, so what I'm saying is I think that, you know, meaning or, you know, being something in terms of mission fulfillment as a network does have some cachet here. And, you know, I intend to make that very clear, that that is what we're doing. And that is what outreach will mean in Pacifica's terms. We're not some sort of corporation that wants to, like, you know, do some sort of market scam. You know, this isn't like, you know, some sort of corporate branding type of thing. This is a network that needs to start doing the real work, because if we don't, there is a media democracy movement out there that is going to leave us behind, you know, is leaving us behind.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead, Dina.
I think that still does have some cachet in this organization. I think people want Pacifica to mean something.
Ursula said some of what I was going to say, but the other thing I was going to say is most of what Ursula, at least 50% of what Ursula has been doing in the last few years is outreach for Pacifica in addition to getting the affiliates. So this is not new work. It's just a reframing of the work being done. And she mentioned that from a budgetary point of view, we're not asking for any money from the network. We're contributing money to the network. It happens to be the only place where there's growth in Pacifica. And to stop that growth, I think one of the things that we would have to do is make a list of all the outreach that was done this year alone and determine, is that the picture that we would want of Pacifica? We wouldn't have been at the social forum. We wouldn't have been at the media conference that was held. We wouldn't have been at many different functions that Ursula, in almost a self-anointed way, has been forging for Pacifica. Yes, it helps the affiliate program, but the affiliate programs in and of themselves can offer new listenership to the sister stations and can also offer programming that the sister stations is oblivious to. There is no relationship between the two, although there's a contractual relationship between the two. That's why I was really offering a subcommittee to explore how to mature the relationship.
Well, and with the reminder that we have additional agenda items, I want to urge that we...
Shut up.
Well... I still have some things to say about this, so let's.
Richard Nixon. Let me say this about that.
I have one more thing I want to say too. I'm sorry,
yeah.
But I.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to get on.
Go ahead. I'll wait my turn. Well, maybe I'll say it now because it kind of dovetails off of what Dina said. I am speaking now as an employee of this organization, which is a little bit of a different issue. You know, Dina is right. I am basically doing the job right now already of an outreach person. And, you know, if we are going to have a discussion about how there is no money, then as a worker in this organization, I have to say I will be extremely offended that, you know, that paying me for the work I do, which is more than the affiliates program, is not acknowledged in terms of salary and authority when this institution has just last week hired a bottom-level person who is brand new to this organization at a salary that is at least $15,000 more than mine. And the bottom line is the time is kind of up with this nonsense. This has been going on now for many years in this network since I've been working here, where there's two people in Pacifica National who are in a different class and doing work that is way beyond responsibility than people that are making much more than them. And, you know, last week we hired an auditor and nobody said a thing for a considerable salary for an entry-level person. So as a worker, I am reaching my limit in terms of this constant discussion about there not being money. And that's it. I'm just speaking for myself now. I'm not speaking for anybody else. But, you know, as a worker, there is, you know, a limit to this nonsense for me, too. So if we're going to talk about money and there not being any, then let's do it across the network and not have certain people privileged and other people not.
Was there someone else trying to?
Yes, Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay. Serene, may I ask when you came on? What time? Have you been on long?
I don't know what time. I've been on for a bit.
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah. Next time, I'll hold a question, Teresa. Okay, I'm looking over the proposal, and I did not, I wasn't on the work call. I don't know what discussions might have been had there, but there are a number of things in terms of the description of the new position that appear to me to have some overlap with already existing positions within Pacifica. So, for example, in terms of the promotional aspect, we're looking for someone to promote our distribution networks. We just hired a few months ago a program coordinator. First, had someone in that position for a while. And I guess maybe we'll back up a little bit and say just my general sense of this job description is that while it covers a number of things, it seems to include things here that we already have or that, you know, in terms of either an individual who's supposed to be doing these things or people who have other responsibilities who have been doing some of these things. And that rather than immediately say, well, we need a new position, what we may need is better collaboration among some of the people who are doing this work. So that on programming, we have a national, we have a program coordinator who is just sort of getting in. So I assume, you know, that there's some potential there, and we'll start seeing the fruits of that soon. But we also have, as far as I know, a plan to hire, or maybe the hire has been made, someone to handle our digital, you know, promote our digital distribution. So I don't know why we then need to include that in this job description. And additionally, with regard to public relations, I think we have been sort of using a very narrow definition, or at least some people seem to have been using a fairly narrow definition for what development is supposed to mean. Development is very often grant writing, but it is not only grant writing. And I think I heard a reference to Sue Welsh, who certainly is very energetic. I met her when I was in L.A., I think it was last year. And who really opens up, development means broadening the profile of the station as well as increasing the income of the station, the off-air income. So I think that if we were to look at having a national development director, which is essentially what we need, between the national development director who would then be able to help coordinate, structure, shape, guide the local development directors, help them to share strategies. I don't even know how much in New York, for example, we don't have a development director, haven't had one for about 7 years. I believe all the other stations do have one, but I don't know how broadly or how narrowly that job is perceived, except, you know, with regard to KPFK. So I guess my view is that while many of the things included here are, you know, are really good ideas, that many of these needs are already being met or can be met by existing staff, and that where staff needs to be added, we should add instead of simply trying to lob on what is an effective affiliates program and sort of convert it into being part of someone else's of someone's work. I really think that if we're to be serious about this, that this sort of needs to be a really strong focus on continuing to build the affiliates. I'm glad to see that finally the Nigeria program kicked off, because I remember trying really hard to get some information about that when I first heard about it almost 3 years ago. So I don't question that Ursula's had many things that she's been occupied with that maybe aren't strictly focused on affiliates, and that's why, and I think that we should take care of the other things that need to be done, excuse me, so that she can, in fact, focus on building the affiliate program, which is important for her.
Serene, mm-hmm. Could I ask, if you're looking at the functions in this job description, if the word development in the two cases was dropped out, and then I would ask Ursula and others on the committee, what was development in the fundraising sense originally part of this idea? I didn't think so, actually.
The idea is that the outreach person would be working together with other people in the national office,
right,
helping with development, because it's already going on.
I think Serene's point's good, is that this position isn't meant to be a development person in the sense that she described. So I was looking at this while she spoke and realized that those words were in there in a fundraising context, and I'm not sure that is kind of a big change and a big job that could conflict with other jobs at National. So I that's good that we're clarifying this. So what I'm looking at, and I would ask Chandra, if we took that out in the under function where it says the affiliate program outreach and development, if we struck the words and development, and then down in item C,
I object to that, because the truth is I do development. And, with all due respect,
Okay, but you got to listen to how the context. Okay, maybe in that context, because it says affiliate program outreach and development. But if you're thinking that you're going to do development for the foundation,
I am doing it.
You're writing grants and you're fundraising for the foundation. I don't think so.
She just wrote a grant.
She just got money.
Yeah, but that was specific to. Oh, okay, well, yeah, but is that all development? This isn't going to go if you're claiming to do all development for the foundation.
No, together with the national staff. You know, with all due respect, Serene, your argument is not based in reality. It's not based in the real functionings of what's happening. It is not possible for the national program coordinator to do this kind of outreach. It's simply unrealistic, and it shows that you are not really closely involved with this enough to understand how it happens.
So in Section C, it's coordinate and collaborate with national staff, which could include any national staff hired development person. So that is covered in that Section C.
And the staff at the local stations, too.
Okay.
I don't know when you came on the call, Serene, but this is Chandra.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, but hello, I'd like to
respond. But I'd like to respond to one thing that you said, and that is the fact that basically this proposal is cost neutral.
Chandra, excuse me, Serene's
she's right.
Asking to
respond. I interrupted.
First. They're both were speaking at once, but I think Serene wants to stay on topic, and then Chandra, would you allow Serene to respond?
Sure, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Ursula, you know, you certainly are free to disagree with me on anything, but I don't think that you're free to assume that because you disagree with me, you can then make a statement about what I do and do not know or what I do and do not understand. We can both be fully informed and still have very different views about the best way forward. And in my view, there needs to be a better collaboration. Or maybe you guys are collaborating like heck and the rest of us just don't know.
Yes, that's the case.
May I finish? About how, in fact, you know, where the network program coordinator job ends, and then where this the digital distribution person, you know, where that overlaps then with what the development people are doing, and what that, you know, so maybe that is it. I'm saying, on reading this and based on what I understand, and I actually do pay attention whether or not, you know, you share that view, I don't think that this is a necessary change at this point. I think that we have a new position in the network programming coordinator, and we need to really see how that develops before we decide we want to change the structure around that and involve other people beyond what you're doing for the affiliate. That is my view. You know, you don't have to agree with it, but you also don't have to be
agree with it.
Chandra, go ahead.
What I wanted to say is that basically, I don't know when you came on the call, but when we were talking about the proposal, it is cost neutral to the foundation. That is the most important aspect in terms of, I think, getting buy-in from the budget, from the people on the national board and the local station boards, that basically this is work that Ursula is already doing in promotion and outreach and development for the foundation, writing grants and promoting the network, not just promoting the affiliates program. And there's a minor increase in a budget proposal for a minor increase in salary, but basically, as I said, this proposal is just to codify what already exists within the Pacifica Foundation as it stands now in terms of the work that Ursula is already performing. So it doesn't really change, except that it gives more prestige to the title, to the job, so that it increases her profile outside of Pacifica. And that is important when she goes out into the greater community to promote the Pacifica Foundation.
Can I say something on the this is Dina?
Yes, Dina, go ahead.
Serene, I don't want to assume anything, but what I'm asking is it an assumption of yours, or is it a belief that there is not collaboration going on between technology and the national programmer and the affiliate coordinator?
I don't think that's what I said. I also think it's interesting how now I sort of get grilled on my right to have a different opinion. But you know,
I'm asking you a question. I'm not grilling you. Your definition, so I understand
I have said,
we did the same thing to Rob Robinson. So you're not alone.
Sorry, go ahead, Serene. Did you have a response, or did Dina need to clarify her question?
I have said that we have a new position in terms of the network program coordinator that I don't think that we have seen yet what the potential there is. And before we decide, and in fact, everyone is an ambassador for Pacifica. I'm not sure that posturing and title is as important to me as it seems to be to some people to some degree. It's much more what is the work that is getting done than, well, you know, is the title impressive enough for the work that's getting done? And while I'm hearing on one hand that this whole thing is cost neutral, I'm also hearing, and, you know, Ursula, correct me if I misinterpreted the sense of what you were trying to convey, that you feel that you're being underpaid, so that it may be cost neutral now, but I don't think it's going to remain cost neutral. And I don't know your salary. I don't know how your salary is determined. I don't know how salary increases are apportioned. So I'm not asking those questions. But it's a little disingenuous, I think, to say on one hand I'm being underpaid, and then say, well, you know, but it doesn't cost anything more, because I assume that part of the prestige factor that seems to be so important here will be an increase in salary.
Yeah, but it won't cost the network anything, because it's still covered by what the affiliates program brings in.
All it does is reduce the amount that it gives to the network.
Which is a cost.
Well, it's not a cost. It's not exactly a cost. But anyway, I would, as soon as possible, I have a there's a proposal I'd like to make in terms of an addition to the document when it's appropriate.
Mr. Chair, Teresa here.
And then I just want to ask another question.
Teresa, was it an informational point, or did you want to ask a question?
Well, first of all, I would like to remind you as chair or Chandra to send me the resolution, especially if we're going to vote on it. And I don't think we made the change that you mentioned a little earlier. And I'm asking Ursula to email that to me so I can put that in the minutes. And if I've asked to repeat it or read it, then I know what it is. I'm looking all over, and I cannot find a copy of that resolution. Also, for anyone, part of the problem with some questions that we're having to Serene is we don't know when she came on the call, so we don't know what parts of the conversation she heard or didn't hear. So it's very important for anyone, if you're coming in and you missed the original roll call, to tell the group that you're on the call.
Teresa, when you say resolution, are you meaning the proposed outreach division document?
Yes, I'm looking for that, and I do not see it where I'm at.
Okay, do you have my email from this afternoon, about 3:30?
No, I do not.
Okay, are you on the list?
I think I'm on the list.
Yeah, she's
not
on the list.
I can resend that.
I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, Doreen, go ahead.
And thanks for creating the list. I guess you guys did that, voted to do that on the last meeting. I wasn't on, but I think it's a very useful thing because it'll be there after we're gone as individuals. Father, look back on. With regard to the staff position, the part-time administrative assistant, has that hire been made yet? Permanent hire been made?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in process right now.
Oh, I'm in the process. I don't understand what that means.
It means that I am doing the outreach, I'm doing outreach, and I'm interviewing people.
Okay. Where was the ad place?
The ad place? It was placed in a number of places. It was placed at Hunter College. It was placed at City College. It was placed at Brooklyn College. It was placed at the new college, the new school. It was placed at Craigslist. And, Dina, where were the places the other places?
I went to Councilwoman Gail Brewer because she's head of technology in New York City Council. And I went to Charles Barron because he's from Brooklyn.
And I also called Kathy Davis and asked her to help me place it on the producer's list.
Okay, has it been placed on any Pacifica website?
Yes, of course. It's on Pacifica.org.
Okay, but not on the station's website? Is it an inside hire? It can't be if it's going to those other places. So why isn't it on
website? It's a public hire. It's I don't know about WBAI would be the only website to place it on because this is a hire for New York City.
I'm asking if it was placed on WBAI's website.
I don't know. I didn't place it there.
Did you send it? Oh, okay. What's the deadline? I'm sorry, just quickly. What's the deadline?
I'd like to close the outreach by the end of next week.
And what's the expected hire date?
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. I can't tell you that right now.
Is it budgeted before October 1st? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Is it budgeted now?
Yes.
I see. And you're the only person making the decision?
I have asked the head of the, what's the committee in New York called that the Committee of Inclusion? I asked the chair of that to help me out with this, and I have asked him to participate in it.
In helping with the interview and so forth?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Okay, I'd like to remind the members that we need to, we have a timetable to keep with regard to the national board meeting, and a proposal in front of us that we need to either decide to send to the PNB or not, a budget suggestion that we need to send or not, and some new business to attend to. And it's 7 o'clock. So
10 o'clock
there,
Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Okay.
In a
so,
short time.
Is there a would someone be willing to make a motion at this time, or is there further discussion on this?
Yeah, Riff, I'd like to propose an addition to the proposal.
That's right. Go ahead, Ursula.
I would like to ask for this language to be added. That.
And where would it go, Ursula?
I'm not sure. Is there a section on the proposal? See, I don't have the proposal either. I can't find it.
Oh.
But is there a reference anywhere on the proposal made to a budget being submitted or something about the budget?
No, there's no reference. There's the budget should be attached, or you know, well, I don't know. We haven't decided if we're going to do it that way. So I. You know, the only attachment that I have to the proposal is the outreach director job description.
Well, it seems like you would have to say something, about, a proposed budget is attached or something to that effect, right?
Yeah.
Yes. My idea was that we were going to take a suggested budget, because we're not finance experts or auditors, we were going to give a proposed working budget approved at the board in July and forwarded to Finance Committee for inclusion in deliberations on the final budget, mostly because these aren't separate budget items like a separate station would have. It's generally part of the national office. So all National needs to do is incorporate these numbers, which we have suggested be broken out, along with whatever changes there are in a salary position. This is not new money. It's all going to be covered under the revenue from the affiliate program. And so, therefore, it's not creating anything new. And we felt that, and this was my question to Finance, which I don't have an answer back yet, specifically saying, yes, that's doable, or no, there's a problem. I don't have that answer, but this was the plan. That because it's not new spending, because it doesn't require the reconstruction of a budget for any particular division, that this would be able to be incorporated into the deliberations of the final budget, which would be brought forward in September. So that was my understanding of the process.
Okay. Well, anyway, the language that I would like to ask to have added to this is, if there, you know, maybe somewhere at the end, in a reference to, a proposed working budget included, is that the outreach budget is intricately connected to the operations and programming budget, and should be and that they should be considered together as a holistic budget.
I have a question on your terminology. What budgets are you referring to? The operations and
programming.
And programming.
Mm-hmm.
Are you meaning national budgets?
Yeah.
From
yeah,
the national office?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting proposal, because it does, first of all, it fits within the suggested process. It actually defines it better.
Could you restate that, Ursula?
That the outreach budget is integrally connected to the operations and programming, the national operations and programming budget, and should be considered together with them as a holistic budget.
Ursula, is that your resolution?
Yeah, I'm requesting that this be included in the proposal.
This is Don White. I don't quite understand that proposal. Are you suggesting that the two budgets need to be considered and analyzed and evaluated at the same time and in the same context, but they would still be separate budgets, right?
Right. They would be separate budgets, but Don, I understand that you're confused by it, because this is something that has shifted since we spoke, you know, a month ago, there is a feeling among us at the national office that, you know, with in terms of the operations and the programming, that our budgets should really be considered together and, you know, and seen as in relation to each other. And
well, could I just do a quick... Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, and we all, you know, feel that it should be considered this way, and so we're asking, you know, there's a budget for programming, or I mean, we're really talking about allocations here. You know, there's allocations for programming. There should be allocations for technology. I'm not sure where that stands right now.
Uh-huh.
And we're asking for allocations for outreach. And what we're saying is we should really all, you know, ultimately be considered together.
Yeah, and just a quick follow-up. I mean, whenever an omnibus budget is put together and considered, the assumption is that how each of the budgets relate to each other and so on. So I'm wondering how specific you're being. In other words, we would assume that when budgets are put together, they look at the ramifications and the symbiotic relationship between all the deals. Are you saying that when these two budgets are considered, there should be maybe a report or a acknowledgement of how they were arrived at vis-a-vis each other?
I guess you could say that, yes. I mean, I hope I understand your question properly.
Well, I'm not sure the question. I just wonder how, if there's still two separate budgets, we would make an assumption that when the larger budget, kind of the omnibus budget, is put together, that all of these relationships are analyzed, and I'm just wondering how specific, what the mandate, that's the question. What mandate would this motion direct to those are developing these budgets? What's the mandate we're asking, I mean, that we're imposing?
That they should be considered together, because they're not being considered together right now.
I see.
I'm totally confused. I'm sorry.
Well,
sorry, we're kind of getting deep into the you know, the mechanisms of Civica National, and you know, and I apologize for you there, but we're, you know, those of us that work here feel we have to start addressing these issues.
Right.
I have.
And,
there's a little context.
So, you know, we are, and I, you know, I know it's kind of like going in a little bit deeper than normal, but we're just at the point where we need to do it.
But is this the right? I'm sorry. This is Dina. Is this the place in which you need to bring that up? I don't believe when you're making a proposal for a department that you need to direct how people look at a budget in terms of other departments.
There's some context to it.
What?
Well, there is context to her request, and I would say, and there's. I know Don was on the board last year, and he'll remember that even last June, when we, as a board, voted to have the affiliate budget kind of begun to be broken out, that had to be a board resolution because the powers that be were not going to break those numbers out. And so what Ursula is saying right now is that this needs to be mandated by the motion, by the board, so that it can't be kind of swept back under to private negotiations within the national office.
Just a question to the chair. Are you talking about the motion in New York that gave the affiliates their own line items and their own independent budget away from archives? Is that the one you're referring to?
It's very interesting that you frame it in that way, Don, because that was the original intention of that motion. However, in reality, I don't think that everything you just said has actually come to pass, because there's been resistance to what's called to and a difference of opinion on what the words breakout actually means.
I see.
Yeah,
so I think we're trying to address this in a again in this manner. Yes, Ursula.
Yeah, I think there's one thing I said that's confusing. I'd like to change one thing. I think the word budget is a confusing word. I think for the sake of clarity, I would replace the word allocation, so that outreach allocations are integral to the allocations made with operations and programming. Because there's two issues here. One is how the budget, you know, looks and how things are budgeted, which is kind of Lonnie's domain in terms of, you know, how he decides to make the budget. But there's the other issue of allocations, and I'm really speaking about allocation here.
I see.
Just to not confuse the issue more.
Right, and this is the tricky part that could cause the debate, and I haven't had a response from National whether we're getting our full 45 minutes for this, because I don't know if anyone else followed the emails, but I had requested the largest block of time of any other of the committees. So.
Well,
are there any other comments about Ursula's
I just want to make sure, because I'm not online these days, that Ursula's committee report is separate from ours.
Yes.
I mean, Ursula's report to the PNB is separate from our committee report.
Yeah, I request an additional 45 minutes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
For this proposal.
Yeah,
and they want the proposal by tomorrow morning, by the way, if we want it in the packet.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Sometimes I forget I'm the chair, and I went on mute again waiting for the chair to speak. Okay, so are there other comments about Ursula's suggestion about being more definitive about the negotiation of this allocation within the finance committee, I suppose, within National?
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I think that change of terminology really helps.
Okay.
And I could support this. I mean, I now understand, because budgets, you know, when people hear the word budget, it means a certain thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think this change of terminology helps. The way then that allocations will be analyzed and processed side by side, looking at both of them, that I could support.
Right. I mean, partly what we're trying to say here is that if these three, you know, departments are integrally connected with each other, and if the funding is somehow not worked out, you know, so that all three are sustained, the other two can't function properly, and a recognition of that's part of this. Mm-hmm. But I do want to thank you for considering this. I know that it's sudden. You know, it's kind of an additional thing. So I appreciate you being willing to consider this.
Sometimes you got to figure we might only get one big chance a year to make these big steps for this program, and so we want to include as much as we can at any one time. Are there any other suggestions for this proposal? And are we ready to take a vote on it?
This is Teresa. I have. I just went off the phone and came back because I had an incoming call. I still do not have a copy. I know that Chandra seemed to be taking it down, but I do not have a copy.
I'm not online, Teresa.
Okay.
I'm without email right now.
Somebody seemed to be typing what Ursula was saying.
I'll send it to you, Teresa. And just so, for in the interest of disclosure, the national staff, in these different areas, we've created a collective allocation request, so that people can see how it looks in one bulk. Now, that my part of it is exactly, the budget that was created in this task force. So I'm not changing. Any numbers of the task force of the outreach issue.
Okay. So Teresa, did you happen to get the email I just sent out again to the committee, to the task force?
You sent it out to the whole task force?
Just minutes
just
ago.
Me?
I sent it to the affiliate group at Yahoo. Or whatever it's called.
I did not get it.
Okay, well, it came to me. Did anyone else get it again? If anyone's online. Okay,
yeah.
So it did deliver. I wonder if Teresa's not on this list.
I got something from Ursula that she sent out at 6:25 p.m.
Okay. This went out at 7, just 12 minutes ago.
Went out to affiliate committee at yahoogroups.com.
Yep.
I got something from Alan. I got nothing from you, though, Rip.
Oh, my. Okay. Two items, the proposal and the budget.
Do you have her personal email?
That's
Rip?
Right. Yeah.
Just send it to her.
I will. Okay.
Credit.
Okay, so are we? We're not putting Ursula's motion as an amendment. We're putting that we're going to consider that as a separate motion.
No, that's just part of it.
As an amendment, so we will first vote on that as an amendment, and then we will.
Okay.
And then we will vote on the motion as amended. Is that what you're saying?
Is there any objection to adding Ursula's suggestion on how the deliberations will take place?
This is Serene. Can I just hear
yes,
it?
Yes, Serene. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What was that?
Oh, I just wanted to have it read one more time.
Okay. Ursula is the one that has it in writing. Are you able to read that, Ursula?
Yeah. The outreach allocations, we should say the allocations for National Outreach Division is integrally connected to the national operations and programming allocations and should be considered together with them as a holistic budget.
Well, a point of order.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, Ursula, are you returning to the word budget?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. As holistic allocations.
Right,
sorry.
Okay. Well, thank
sorry.
You.
Uh-huh. Serene, did you hear that?
Actually, I was only able to catch part of it. I don't know if it's my phone or her phone.
Okay, well, I think now that there was a wording change, so Ursula, if you'd read it again, please.
Allocations for the National Outreach Division are integrally connected to the national operations and programming allocations, and should be considered together with them as holistic set of allocations.
The allocation for National Outreach The allocation for National Outreach Division, allocations plural, for National Outreach Division are integrally connected to national programming and what?
And operations allocation.
It should say the financial allocation.
Okay, yeah. No, you're
just
right.
Just to make it clear.
Right.
All right, let me read that back. The allocations for National Outreach Division are integrally connected to the national programming and operations financial allocations.
And it's integrally. It's E-N-I-N-T-E-G-R-A-L-L-Y.
Correct. I got it.
Okay.
Should be considered as holistic allocation. Got it? Is that right?
Yes.
Does the holistic, is that phrase at the end, does that make sense to everyone?
Well, I don't know what's a better word than holistic.
Need to even be there? Doesn't the first part of that?
Yeah, no, actually, you're right. We could just cut it off.
It's kind of a reinforcement of what you're saying.
Yeah.
First
Thank you.
Part.
Right. We can put the period after together.
Teresa, did you Were you able to get those words off of the end?
Well, I have those words now. I don't have them by email, but I have them written.
Okay.
So I'm ready to vote on
okay.
this amendment if everyone else is.